My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman John Campbell. He represents the Golden State's 48th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Financial Services Committee and is also a member of the International Monetary Policy and Trade Subcommittee. And that gives him plenty of background and expertise to offer his thoughts on the way the U.S. and other nations are responding to the ongoing economic crisis in Europe and what our actions have been in the last few days put us at risk of joining them or helping them actually stave off calamity. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
No problem, Greg. Always good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Well, basically, the story goes is that we've added some liquidity, basically lowered the international version of interest rates here to allow Europe at least a little more time to get their houses in order. For the most part, it's not a bailout, so that's good. But does this solve much?
No, it is not. It is not the solution. What it does is it buys them some time over there. They were having some liquidity issues, and this stuff gets very complex. So complex that I don't completely thoroughly understand every bit of it. There's very few people who do, but because of the international transactions that exist, buying and selling things between the U.S. and Europe, they were a bunch of these banks and so forth over there were running out of dollars to be able to do that. Without that, the trade stops, and then a whole bunch of domino effects happen, which are bad. So what this facility that was just put in place did was basically allow them to borrow dollars, which they are paying an interest rate on and which the liability for is not with the U.S. Or even the International Monetary Fund. The liability for it all is with the European Central Bank. So as you said, it's not a bailout. It's not anything like that. And actually, the Federal Reserve will make money on this program. But it is also not a solution. It simply provides them some liquidity for now to get them over this current kind of crunch until they get their act together, if they get their act together, Greg, and that's a great question. They have a lot of problems over there with that. To get into the weeds of it would probably be beyond the scope of this this radio show and this conversation, but suffice it to say they have some very deep problems. Germany's in the driver's seat. It has to do with the fact that they combined a lot of things from these 17 different countries, but they didn't combine everything. It's not like they're states of a union like we have. It's not like that at all. There's still many things that are independent, and those independent things are coming into conflict. Why do we care? How does this affect us? A couple of ways. First of all, Europe is in recession right now. We are not, but that means that our exports to Europe are going to go down, and various of the business that we do with Europe is going to go down. And so that is going to and is already providing some drag on our economic growth, which wasn't robust to begin with. So that's not going to be a good thing for the U.S. But the bigger concern is that if they were to have some monetary collapse over there, there is no way that we can avoid being affected by that. If they aren't able to come up with some solution, and it's really more a political solution than an economic one, but if they can't come up with something over there, we will be affected and will be severely affected, because the world is a place now that where there just are no firewalls up between the U.S. and Europe and Japan and China. We're all interconnected, and the financial systems interconnected, and the monetary systems are interconnected. And if they were to have Chairman Bernanke, of the Federal Reserve, called it something like a disorganized failure or something like that, then our monetary system, our banking system, everything will be here, and it could be as severe as the 2008 crash that we had if they don't get their act together, which is very frustrating because there's really nothing we can do about it except encourage them and help them like we did this week. But it's really out of our control. But if they have a bad finish, it's going to affect us mightily.
You said there's not much more we can do. Obviously, we've got our own debt situation and deficit situation year by year. There are some calls, though, for the International Monetary Fund to get involved, and we're clearly the largest contributor to that. Is there any role the U.S. is prepared to play in any sort of bailout, or lack of a better term?
The International Monetary Fund or something like that could be, but it hopefully would be part of a solution to the problem. And Don't misunderstand, like I said before, if they go down hard, we go down hard. That's just the way it's going to work, unfortunately. Just like it was when we collapsed, it was Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, you know, a bunch of these other companies. Those weren't European companies. Those were American companies. But Europe went down with us. And so did Japan and so did China, and that's the way it works today. So we do have a stake in this. So because we have a stake in this, I'm certainly willing to do some things that are reasonable and rational to help them with a solution. But it hopefully would be a solution and not just a something temporary that comes back to bite us. Let me mention one other thing, Greg, kind of the good side of this, if you will. We sit here in the U.S. and we are self-critical often, and we should be. We have a lot of things that aren't right today. But you look around at the U.S. versus the rest of the world, obviously, Europe is a mess right now. Japan's got a lot of problems, a whole lot of problems, some of them from the tsunami, but others that are more structural. They just lowered interest rates in China, even though China has a lot of inflation. Why did they do that? Because they're worried. They've got problems, things going on. The whole rest of the world has a lot of issues. If we could get ours together, if we could say, hey, we've got a path to get rid of our deficit. And remember, the European problems were caused by government debt and government deficits. The same things we're doing here, by giving their populace benefits without asking the populace to pay for those benefits. If we turn that around here, and we get this under, and we get our deficit under control, and we do a few things for some job creation here, the whole world would run to us with capital. They'd run to us with investment. They'd run to us with jobs. We have the opportunity for us here is to go back to where we were as the undisputed leader in the world on so many levels, militarily, yes, but also economically and also in job creation and also in the example of what we want the world to follow. Those here in Congress who have been pointing to Europe and saying we need to be more like them, I hope they realize now that no, they need to be more like us. But more than that, we need to be more like us. And if we could do that some more, there's really an opportunity for us here.
Congressman, as you mentioned, a very complicated issue, but very helpful to have your thoughts on it as the U.S. seems to be dipping its toe into exactly how to respond here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
California Congressman John Campbell represents his state's 48th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Financial Services Committee and its International Monetary Policy and Trade Subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.